In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One, because there's really little time today, and also my voice is somehow or other taking a hike. I will not say too much. Today is a feast of two of the apostles, Saints Philip and James. Now, other than the fact that they were apostles and followers of Christ, and of course, in the gospel, which I hope you followed in your missals, which you should, we see particularly Philip. Lord, show us the Father. And our Lord does something which is very typical of us also. Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? That's the same way I feel. And then James, the lesser. James, the greater, had been in Spain and he was martyred in Spain. And of course, because of him, we have the great sanctuary of Santiago de Compostela and all the glorious pilgrimages that took place and still are taking place. More and more people are going there. Because I always tell everybody, don't expect me to walk. I'll go in a Mercedes-Benz, or that's it. But no walking. Not from France to Santiago. That's incredible. Can't do it. But this is not the same James. This is another James. But like that, both of the James were related to Jesus. They were cousins of Jesus. And of course, the greater was the brother of St. John the Evangelist. So, you know, they were mostly all related, like in a little village. Now, St. Philip was from Bethsaida, from where St. Peter came, Simon Peter. Now, St. James, the lesser, was from the same area as Jesus, around Nazareth. And, of course, like I said, he too was his cousin. Well, for some reason, the church, other than the fact that they were apostles, and they were like the noisemakers, hard to put up with sometimes, they have nothing else in common, except that they are martyrs for the faith. St. Philip preached in various areas around the Mediterranean, and was finally put to death, and the Armenians lay some claim to him. St. James was probably killed around Africa near Ethiopia, but either way, the relics made it to Rome, where they are honored. They're buried next to each other in the Basilica of the 12 Apostles, Basilica dei Santi Dodici Apostoli, the 12 Holy Apostles, which is right near the Forum, and it's very close to the two great universities, the Jesuit Gregorian University, walking distance, and the great Dominican University, the Angelicum of St. Thomas Aquinas, also walking distance. So I would be at their basilica very, very often when I was in Rome. In the meantime, because of the fact of the title of the 12 Apostles, we have the title of the basilica, the 12 Holy Apostles. Relics of all 12 of them are found there, but not their whole bodies, as we see with St. Philip and St. James. So today, with St. Philip and St. James, we need to ask our Lord, Lord, show us the way. Lord, show us the Father. Have I been with you for so long, and you still do not know me? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.